Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 and FY22 earnings conference call of Kamdhenu Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Satish Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and a very warm welcome to everyone present on the call. Along with me, I have Mr. Harish Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer and Strategic Growth Advisor, our investor relations advisors. I hope you all are safe and keeping well in these times. We have uploaded our results and investor presentation for the quarter on the stock exchanges and company's website. Hope you had a chance to go through the same. FY22 was marked by COVID waves, supply side issues, and geopolitical tensions across the world. Despite the challenging environment, our company has achieved strong top-line growth of 34% and PAT growth of 74% on back of increased construction activities and consumer preferences changing towards investing in refurbishing homes and many offices moving towards hybrid culture. We expect the growth momentum to continue in both the business, steel and paints. Now, first to touch upon the business highlights and performance in the paint business. We have achieved a strong top-line growth of 19% in FY22. Our paint plant at Chokhmankhi, Rajasthan, started full-fledged operations during the year. This has enabled us to manufacture high-value products from our own facility and cater to the demand. All our large paint companies have been facing the issue of increased raw material prices, and we are no exception to this. During the year, we have taken price increase of 8% to 10%. We have been able to partially pass on the raw material prices increase. With current environment amidst the geopolitical situation and supply side disruption, we shall closely monitor the raw material price situation. With our focus on increasing penetration in other regions in India, we are increasing our dealer network in Tier 3 and Tier 4. Our focus continues to remain on premium products and reducing the manufacturing of low-priced products. We are outsourcing our low-value products to other contract manufacturers with quality assurance being in place. We are consistently manufacturing products which are environment friendly. With our collaboration with Preeti Zinta, we have enhanced the brand recall. Our advertising expenses for paint brand and promotions stood at 20 crore for FY22, and we expect to spend 32 crore in FY23. With reference to our fire incident at our paint plant, the company has written off rupees 5.83 crore as exceptional items during FY22. As we speak today, we have received a total 25.65 crore towards the claim. Now, I would like to update on a scheme of arrangement for demerger of paint business into a separate legal entity. The Honorable NCLT has reserved the order on 22nd April 2022 on the scheme of arrangements, including the demerger of the paint business of the company into a separate legal entity. The order is yet to be pronounced by the NCLT. Now, I will move on to give key updates on the steel business. We have clocked the revenue growth of 42% year-on-year to rupees 599 crore in FY 2022. Our revenue has grown majority due to increased price of steel. Demand for our steel products have also remained strong during the year on account of increased construction activities. Industry demand for quality TMT bars from housing sector in India is growing at exceptional rate. With our presence in this market with 38 lakh ton metric ton capacity, we shall benefit from the growing housing demand. Government focus on development of roads, railways, ports and logistics infrastructure and PM Awas Yojana shall also lead to demand creation for steel. This shall drive the demand for our steel products. Our focus has been on increasing our TMT steel capacity through franchisee route. We have increased our franchisee units count to 81 units in FY 2022. With the positive demand situation, we aim to clock brand sales turnover of 22,000 crore by FY 2024. To conclude, we expect with the business environment evolving, we expect demand momentum to continue in both paint and steel business. With infrastructure development activities running at full pace, we are confident that demand will remain strong, which shall drive the franchisee sales. With a strong brand, asset-light business model in steel business, large distribution network and huge product portfolio in paint business, we are well-placed to tap opportunities in future and provide unique value proposition to the end consumers. Now, I would like to hand over the line to Mr. Harish Agarwal to update on the financial performance of the company.
Thank you, sir. I will take you all through the standalone financials for Q4 and FY 2022. First, about the paint business. Total sales from paint business for Q4 FY 2022 stood at rupees 68 crore as compared to rupees 67 crore in Q4 FY 2021. Paint business contributed 26.9% revenue in Q4 FY 2022. Our overall volume from own manufacturing and outsourcing stood at 7,775 KL in Q4 FY 2022 as compared to 9,580 KL for Q4 FY 2021. Sales volume during the quarter four were impacted on account of demand disruption witnessed in January 2022 due to COVID-related lockdowns across the country. Now, let me take you all through the full year numbers. Our paint business contributed 28.7% of total revenue in FY 2022. For FY 2022, total sales stood at rupees 241 crore as compared to 202 crore in FY 2021, a growth of 19% year-on-year. For FY 2022, our volume stood at 30,358 KL as compared to 30,319 KL in FY 2021. Water-based product contributed 79%, powder-based 11%, and solvent-based contributed 10% of the total revenue of financial year FY 2022. Our average selling price per liter has increased from rupees 63 to 76 in FY 2022. Coming to the steel business. The steel business contributed 73.1% of revenue in Q4 FY 2022. Our steel volume, including franchisee route, has stood at 7.12 lakh metric ton in Q4 FY 2022 as compared to 7.26 lakh metric ton in Q4 FY 2021. Total brand turnover for Q4 FY 2022 stood at 4,822 crore as compared to 4,600 61 crore in Q4 FY21, a growth of 19%. Royalty income through franchisee stood at rupees 24 crore in Q4 FY22 as compared to rupees 27 crore in Q4 FY21. Revenue from own facility was up by 14% to 146 crore in Q4 FY22 as compared to 128 crore in Q4 FY21. Total sales from steel business stood at 185 crore for Q4 FY22 as compared to rupees 155 crore for Q4 FY21, a growth of 19%. Now, let me take you all through the full year numbers. Steel business contributed 71.3% of revenue in FY22. For FY22, our volume including franchisee route stand at 25.5 lakh metric ton as compared to 23.9 lakh metric ton in FY21, a growth of 7% year on year basis. Total brand turnover for FY22 stood at around 16,072 crore as compared to 12,031 crore for FY21, a growth of 34% year on year basis. Royalty income through franchisee for the FY22 stood at rupees 92 crore as compared to 85 crore in FY21, a growth of 7% year on year basis. Revenue from own facility for FY22 stood at 473 crore as compared to 336 crore in FY21, a growth of 41% year on year basis. Total sales from steel business stood at 599 crore as compared to 423 crore in FY21, a growth of 42% year on year basis. ROCE for steel business stood at 32.6% and ROE stood at 31.9% as on 31st March 2022. For overall business, revenue for Q4 FY22 stood at 253 crore as compared to 222 crore in Q4 FY21, a growth of 14%. Our EBITDA stood at rupees 18 crore in Q4 FY22 as compared to 20 crore in Q4 FY21. Our EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 7.2%. Profit after tax stood at 5.4 crore for Q4 FY22 as against 3.9 crore in Q4 FY21, a growth of 37%. Let me take you all through the full year numbers. For FY22, our revenue stood at 841 crore as compared to 625 crore in FY21, a growth of 34% year on year basis. For FY22, EBITDA stood at rupees 58 crore as compared to 50 crore in FY21, a growth of 17% year on year. Margin stood at 6.9% for FY22. For FY22, profit after tax stood at 26 crore as against 15 crore for FY21, a growth of 74% year on year basis. With our consistent effort towards improving our efficiencies in the business, our return ratios have been improved over last year. Our ROE stood at 14.1% and ROCE stood at 16.7% as of 31st March 2022. Our debt equity ratio stood at 0.4x as on 31st March 2022. The Board of Directors have recommended the final dividend of Rs. 1 per share, that is 10% of the face value for the financial year 2021-22. With this, I would like to open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Ashay Jain from Jain Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. So, I have a few questions. Starting with, what are the current utilization levels at both the plants, and what was the utilization in the quarter gone by? Have you faced any impact of third wave of COVID?
Yes, there was an impact of third wave on the business of the steel as well as paint. And our current utilization of the paint is around 50%.
Okay. Secondly, can you throw some light on any CapEx plan in our paint as well as steel business for the coming year?
We don't have any major CapEx plan in our own plant. However, we are increasing our capacity in the steel business through the franchise route. And we are increasing our capacity from 38 lakh metric ton to 50 lakh metric ton over the next 2 years. And it will be done through the franchisee route. Investment will be made by the franchisee units, franchisee owners.
Understood. So lastly, as we have a pan-India presence, so has company added any dealers and distributors in both the businesses? If yes, in which particular region we have added?
This exercise is being carried out at all India level. And in the steel business, we have added around 500 dealers during the financial year FY22. And in the paint business, we have also added around 200 dealers.
Okay. Yeah. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Anjana Shah from Shah Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity, sir. So I had a couple of questions. First, if you could share what is the breakup of our branding and promotion expenses for both paints and steel business for FY22. Also, what do you target for the coming year? Any target as a percentage of sales?
Yeah, during the FY22, from steel, actually overall, we have spent around 60 crore on the branding and promotion. So out of that, 29 crore is done by company and 31 crore is done by franchise unit. So overall, 60 crore was spent on the Kamdhenu brand.
Sure. So what are the plans of the company to reduce costs and improve efficiencies in the system?
You are talking about which cost? Reducing in which cost?
The overall cost as a whole.
Our focus is on increasing the revenue, increase the royalty income, increase the paint business revenue. So we are more of focusing on the revenue side, not on decreasing on the expenditure side.
Not. Okay, sir.
And with the different resources, we want to increase our sales volume, our revenue.
Right. Okay, sir. And sir, if you could throw some light on, the raw material aspect, like price of raw materials has been on increasing trend in the paints business, basically. So has the company been able to pass through the price increase in the last quarter?
No, not in the last quarter, but in the Q3, we have increased the price around 8 to 10%. And in the current quarter, Q1 of FY23, we are also increasing the price. We are taking price hike, but not in the Q4.
Could you quantify the price hike, sir?
It would be around 6 to 7% in this quarter.
Okay. So what do you think on the trend going forward? What is your view on that?
In fact, the increased price is mainly done by the market peer like Asian Berger Nerole, and thereafter Kandhenu and other companies take the hike of pricing. Without increasing the price of peers, nobody can take the risk of increasing the selling price.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Atul Kothari from Progwell Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have a couple of questions. So my query is regarding our south market. So our company is looking to increase the penetration in the south region for paints business. So any update on the same?
The question.
You are talking about entering the paint business in the southern market.
Yes.
You see, as you understand that my existing facilities are situated in Rajasthan, majorly. So, the costing towards the freight for sending the material to the southern region of India, it's very difficult and very costly affairs. Still, company is working hard and opening new depot at Vijayawada and Hyderabad and Kurnool, apart from that some Hooghly and Bangalore. We are trying to penetrate the southern market. Once the market is established, then we will look for any manufacturing facilities in the southern part of the India or central part of the India. But it's very difficult to cater the requirements in paint business, especially for the low price item like distempers and primers, because the cost inventory is too much, the cost freight, primary and secondary freight, first from factory to depot and then depot to dealer. India is a big country, but the steel company is trying to absorb some losses on this account of excessive freight. But ultimately we have to create the marketing network in the entire part of the country, and in the near future we will be able to supply the material through other sources once we establish the demand in the southern market also. But as you can see that our strong network is the northern India as well as the eastern India. And we are just focusing in tier 2, tier 3 and tier 4 cities. Because the metros are the brand, they have the highest brand pull. And though we are having the sales in metros also, but we are just focusing for a common man and the common products they are using in the rural areas as well. So I think the Kamdhenu is focusing on the value products for the common man and the to have the reach into the rural area, especially across the country.
Okay, sir. And sir, have we been able to tie up with dealers in southern India? If you can throw some light on the same.
Yes, once we establish the demand, we have so many opportunities to tie up any outsourcing model from South India also. We have so many queries and so many options available with us, but once the demand is created over there, dealer network is set up, then we will tie up with any supplier.
Okay, sir.
And you can see that in southern region, we have a dealer split of 12%, and a market share as a revenue, 8% from the southern market.
Okay. Sir, coming back to the same paints business, so what incentive schemes have you offered to our paint dealers in FY22?
Can you just repeat the question, please?
Can you throw some light on the incentive schemes you have offered to your paints dealer in FY22?
You are talking about the incentive schemes?
Yes.
You see, till the brand is established in all over the market, in the minds of an end consumer. So, till then, ultimately, painter and dealer, Two entities are the main key drivers to push the sales to the end consumer. Because the painters promote the products, dealer also promote the products, and normally if you go in the market, once a dealer satisfy the customer that the product is good, the quality is good, prices are lucrative, and give some guarantee towards the performance of the products, as we are writing on the each and every packaging of the products. Some products have the guarantee of minimum 5 to 7 years. So once the end consumer uses the product, so that is the process which we are adopting, and now more than 20,000 painters are working with Kamdhenu, and more than 4,000 dealers are working with Kamdhenu, and I think company is trying its best to reach the each and every part of the country, especially where the freights are reasonable, and we can supply the material from our own plant and our sourcing from Udaipur. So I think in north and east we can compete easily with any other company, and we are just having through the incentive schemes. I think each and every company is giving the incentive schemes, and we just want to bring you that the Kamdhenu is getting a net realization of 4 to 6% lesser than the Asian Paint. Other paint companies are getting realization to the extent less 2 to 3% from Asian Paint. Moreover, the retail prices and dealer prices are the same for each and every paint company. Kamdhenu maybe Berger, maybe Asian.
Okay. And sir, have you introduced any new products in the paint business in the last 6 months?
Yes. Actually, in particularly, I would like to bring to your notice that paint is such a commodity or such a product which needs every time R&D on focus on newer products. During the last 6 months, or you can say financial year FY21-22, we have introduced a new star range of paint products for the medium consumers or low and medium consumers, where the local companies were working, and to fetch the market of local companies and the where the premium products are not sold. For those products, we have developed our exterior emulsions, Weather Classic Star, Camo Shield Star, in interior emulsions, Camo Silky Star, in distemper range, Camo Star Distemper, in primers range, Camo Star Exterior Primer, Camo Star Dual Primer, Camo Star Interior Primer. And one new product, especially for the putty, Camo Star Waterproof Wall Putty. And I think these products are now used. Earlier, in the rural areas, whitewashing or some cheaper products are used. Now, since the labor cost is too high, everyone in the rural market or semi-rural market needs good shine, good life of the products, good physical appearance. And so, I think the company is doing hardly all R&D work and launching newer products for average middle-class middle-class segment.
Okay.
Because middle-class segment is the biggest market in India.
Okay. Sir, coming on the waterproofing part which you just mentioned, since now many paint companies are selling that as a default product with paints, so what is your outlook on our waterproofing product segment?
Can you just repeat the question, please?
Sir, how do you our waterproofing product segment to grow from here on? Assuming that many paint companies are selling that as a default product along with paints.
देखिए जो पेंट का जो कंपोजिशन है आपके डीलर को स्टार्टिंग से जहाँ पुट्टी यूज होती है, फिर प्राइमर यूज होता है, फिर फिनिश प्रोडक्ट यूज होता है, तो हर कंपनी को सारे प्रोडक्ट रखने जरूरी है और हमारे डीलर को भी सारे प्रोडक्ट रखने जरूरी होते हैं। तो इस तरह से जो पुट्टी या प्राइमर वाले प्रोडक्ट्स हैं, कुछ प्रोडक्ट ऐसे हैं जो लो प्राइस आइटम है और कंपनी को उसमें मार्जिन अवेलेबल नहीं है, लेकिन वो एज ए डिफॉल्ट हमें बेचना पड़ता है। लेकिन उसकी जो कवरेज है, जो हाई एंड प्रोडक्ट्स कंपनी बेच रही है, जैसे कि टेक्सचर पेंट्स हैं, हमारे इमल्शंस हैं, लग्जरी इमल्शंस हैं, इसके अलावा स्टेनर्स हैं जो हमारी टिंटिंग मशीन लगती है उसके कलरेंस में कंपनी बनाती है, तो आई थिंक बहुत सारे प्रोडक्ट्स हैं जहां कहीं ना कहीं एक एवरेज कंपोजिशन है। जैसे हरीश जी ने आपको बताया था कि हमारी जो एवरेज सेलिंग प्राइस है इस साल वो काफी इम्प्रूव हुई है जो लास्ट ईयर, वो सिर्फ उसी की वजह से है कि हाई एंड प्रोडक्ट भी हमारे जो है कंटिन्यूसली बढ़ रहे हैं। जो एवरेज सेलिंग प्राइस है जो लास्ट ईयर 63 रुपीज पर लीटर थी, वो इस बार 76 रुपीज आ गई है, तो ऑलमोस्ट आप समझ लीजिएगा कि 20-25% का इसमें ग्रोथ है जो एवरेज सेलिंग प्राइस में है। और वो प्रोडक्ट मिक्स कोशिश कर रहे हैं धीरे धीरे इम्प्रूव करने के लिए, क्योंकि जो हाई एंड प्रोडक्ट्स है वो आदमी तभी यूज करता है जब पहले एक एवरेज और मिडिल रेंज के प्रोडक्ट यूज करता है, तब उसका कॉन्फिडेंस बनता है, तभी वो लग्जरी और हाई एंड प्रोडक्ट यूज करता है किसी भी कंपनी के। तो उस तरह से कंपनी धीरे धीरे ग्रो कर रही है और प्रोडक्ट मिक्स इम्प्रूव हो रहा है और प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी भी इम्प्रूव हो रही है।
ओके सर, सर थैंक यू सर, गॉट इट सर, थैंक यू वेरी मच, थैंक यू फॉर अलाउइंग मी, थैंक यू।
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Anand from AS Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, actually, I want to understand about this franchise model in the steel business. Generally, how much investment the franchisee has to make? And you mentioned that they do advertising also, some particular they are spending. And typically, one franchisee, how much investment they make? And how much they have to invest in working capital? And what is the return on investment for them? Just want to understand the basic how it works. Because this kind of franchisee model is quite unique. I have not seen in other companies in the steel business at least.
I think you have gone through our asset-light business model. In this model, I briefly explain you this model. We identify the unit which are the existing under production, selling their product in the market, but they are facing the problem of selling their product. They are underutilization of their capacity. They are not producing quality product. So we take these unit under the umbrella of Kanthinu, and we identify those units which have the potential to manufacture good quality products. Their promoters are good. They have good market reputation. They are financially resourceful, but facing the problem. Certain. So what we do? We first upgrade their plant at their cost, and depute our technical team to upgrade it, and also depute 2 person, one for monitoring the quality and other for operation. In this, you want to know the investment. So they are already having investment in their plant. So with the association of Kanthinu, they don't require any heavy investment. They only require 5 crore, 10 crore investment to upgrade their plant only. And the working capital also, they are also having the working capital as they were selling their product in the market. So with the association of Kanthinu, they don't require any additional working capital or additional capex except minor investment. So this is about the investment required by the franchisee. And you want to know about the branding expenditure done by the franchisee. We charge royalty from the franchisee ranging from 300 to 500 rupees per metric ton. depending on the area to area, region to region. And with the receipt of royalty, we also put a clause in the agreement that you have to spend the expenditure of around 125 rupees per metric ton on the local branding expenditure on the Kamdhenu brand. So last year, around 31 crore has been spent by the franchisee units on Kamdhenu brand. I think these are your questions.
Yeah, yeah, very clear, sir. Thanks a lot. And okay. And next 2 years, what is the plan to add the number of dealers like in the Kamdhenu brand?
This is a continuous process which we are doing, and our target for FY24 is to have brand turnover to 22,000 crore, which is 16,000 at present.
Okay. No, like to reach there, how many dealers are required, and which geographies are we like looking to target for this?
We are doing this exercise on all India basis, and our presence is in all India. In the franchisee network of steel, we have presence across the country. We have the presence.
Okay.
And we have around 8,000 dealers and around 250 distributors across the country, which is increasing every year by 500 dealer or 1,000 dealer every year. It is increasing.
No, my question was more from the franchisee. Like you mentioned initially, there are like 81 franchisees currently.
Yes.
So to reach this 22,000 crore of in FY24, do we need a significant increase in the franchisee? Like if we take some 100 or 110,
No. We are not increasing the number. Rather, we are focusing on increasing the capacity by the existing unit. So we are increasing our capacity from 38 lakh metric ton to 50 lakh metric ton in next 2 years. Through the existing franchisee only. Our existing franchisees have the capacity to increase in their plant. So we are not focusing on the increasing the number of franchisees. We are focusing to increase the capacity in the existing units.
Okay. And okay, so now this increasing the capacity, all the investment will be done by the franchisees. And we from Kamdhenu side of point of view, there is no investment required.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll come back.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ankit Agarwal from Arc Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have a couple of questions on the paint business. So how was the demand for paints in this current quarter from Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities?
The demand is good. And Q1 is always have less demand as compared to Q2 and Q3. The highest demand over the four quarters in Q3, followed by Q2, Q4 and Q1.
Okay, but accordingly, like to the season, the demand was good for the fourth quarter.
Yes, if you compare with the last year, FY22 Q1, the demand is increased by 20 to 25% in Q1 FY23.
Okay, and sir, are there any particular products which have gained market share in the segment for the quarter or for the year itself?
We are focusing our increase the market share of the water-based product, water-based emulsions. In the last year, we sold around 79% water-based product, 11% solvent and 10% powder-based product.
Okay. And sir, what was the average selling price then?
76 rupees. In the FY22, it was 76 rupees. In FY21, it was 63 rupees.
Okay. And sir, in terms of say competitive intensity, so Grasim recently announced to double its capex plans for paint business. So how do you view this competition, increasing competition?
Yeah, there are competition. It's a competitive business, and the existing competition is also there. Market share is also increasing, and we need a very, very less portion of the market share.
In this year, we have 240 crore sales, and in FY26, we are targeting 1,000 crore, whereas the market is around 70,000 crore. In the next 2-3 years, it will be around 1 lakh crore.
Okay.
So we are seeking very, very less market share, so we are not seeing any difficulty to achieve the targets.
Okay. Okay, sir. So got it. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Sachin Shah from SS Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving an opportunity. My first question is, by when will the demerger be completed and listing of Kamdhenu venture will happen?
Yeah, it will be completed in the Q2. Because our pleading and the hearing has been completed and we are waiting for the order from NCLT.
Okay. And
any day it can be announced. Also thereafter, we will effectuate the demerger process and go to the stock exchange for listing of shares.
Okay. And my second question is, how was the demand scenario for TMT bars in Q4 FY22?
Demand was good, but there was a price fluctuation, heavy price fluctuation in the Q4 FY22. So in our own manufacturing in the Delhi NCR region, we managed the so, but across India there was a impact of COVID shutdown. There are some regions where the production or sale have been hampered in the Q4. So the franchisee, that is why franchisee royalty and franchisee quantity was less, whereas our own manufacturing was good during that Q4.
Okay, and what was the split between the retail versus project?
Our most of the sale is in the retail segment. You can say around 80-90% sale is in the retail segment.
Okay, for the full year or for Q4?
Yes, for the full year. In fact, we are the largest TMT selling brand in India in the retail segment. We have sold around 25 lakh metric ton in the retail, and mostly it was in the retail segment.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for giving me now. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Goyal from Davis Index. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just want to know, what is the current utilization level in steel business?
Yes, in the steel, present capacity utilization is around 75% in our own plant.
And in franchise routes, franchisee business?
In franchisee, in fact, there is a continuous process. Presently, we have around 68 to 70% capacity utilization.
Okay, okay, okay. That's it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj Joshi from Ace Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, I have two questions. Our company has plans to increase the TMT steel capacity through the franchisee route. Has the company found any other region where franchisee capacity can be increased?
You want to know in which region we are increasing our capacity? What is your exact question, please? Repeat it.
Sir, our company has planned to increase TMT steel capacity through the franchisee route. Has
yes.
the company found any other region where franchise capacity can be increased?
Yes, because it requires investment by the franchisee itself. There is no capex on the part of company. And our business model is to create a company as a branding and marketing company. That is why we are not investing in the capex. And we are investing in the branding and marketing.
Okay. Sir, what is the current market size of TMT bars in the retail segment?
It is a very difficult question because this data is not available at any portal or any rating agency. So, it's a very difficult question. I don't have the data.
Okay, sir. So, any new players who have entered in this segment in a retail space? If any, then how much would be the capacity?
For TMT?
Yes.
Yeah, already Tata Steel is doing in the retail segment and JSW is also in the market. But we are selling in the retail segment more than those players.
So apart from any, apart from the JSW and Tata Steel?
Other players are at the regional level. At the national level, these are the two players. But at the regional level, somewhere you want, you may have Amba Steel, other as the Siam Steel and some other Goel TMT, like, but they are at regional level, not at the national level.
Sir, are you aware about the, how much would be the capacity?
Capacity of?
Of that entire TMT bar segment on an industry level?
In fact, this data is not available. This data is not available. With the rating agency, we have tried our best to get it, but right now we don't have the data of the industry.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditi Sawant from ADM Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. I have just two questions. First is, sir, I would like to know if you, why was the royalty income less in Q4 FY22 as compared to Q4 FY21? And the second question is, if you can just throw some light on what is the current price trend in steel side business. Yeah, that's it.
Yes. In fact, due to COVID restrictions and COVID lockdown in some part of the country, we have given a special concession to the franchisee units and we have given some discount on the royalty. That is why it has been reduced. Otherwise, the quantity was Q4 FY21 and Q4 FY22 are almost same. So we have given some rebate. And if I would like to share the number, then the average realization of the royalty in Q4 FY22 was 354 rupees as against 381 rupees of the Q4 FY21. So you are seeing the 2.5 crore less in this royalty account. It was because of the discount given to the franchisee unit in view of our long-term business relations. And your second question was about, what was your second question?
My second question was if you can just throw some light on the current price trend in steel business side.
Yes, current price is around 58,000 rupees per metric ton plus GST.
Okay, and how is the trend, sir, as the prices are increasing, stable, or you know, how is the trend?
There is a fluctuation in the price. Some day it increased by 1,000 rupees and the other day it reduced by 2,000 rupees. It's a price fluctuation. It's a commodity market, so nobody can predict the pricing.
Okay, okay. No issue, sir. That was helpful and all the best for the upcoming quarters.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Satish Agarwal for closing comments.
Thank you all. I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining on the call. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with me or Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors. Thank you once again.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Kamdhenu Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.